We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now, 9:34 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There are so many shows that are going on, and we will definitely get to some of those before we end this hour, the entertainment hour. But I want to get right to my final guest tonight. It is Garrison Keillor, a legendary writer, author, and radio performer. Garrison Keillor is back at Crooners next Sunday for one show at 5 p.m. It's called Love Songs, Poems, and Fond Remembrances. The Prairie Home Companion Genius talks with me tonight about life, love, and the stories that we cherish. I miss you so much, sir. Welcome, dear friend.
Geraldine, how are you?
I'm great. I get to talk to you. Are you kidding?
I'm out in New York. New York, the city so nice they named it twice. And I had a big day today, but gosh, it's so good to talk to somebody in Minnesota. You know, when I get away from Minnesota, I find out that I miss standing around making small talk.
We do it well.
I can do it in Minnesota, and in New York, I just don't know how.
Do they stare at you when you try?
They stare at me because I'm standing there trying to think of something interesting to say. But whenever I'm around people from Minnesota, we just dive into the pool, you know?
Yeah.
And it just comes out.
And we feel as though we have accomplished a conversation.
Well, we sort of have, but I love small talk. I really do.
Why?
Why? Because I think that there's no self-consciousness whatsoever, whereas if you try to make a statement, you know, then you're aware of yourself, and that gets in the way.
It's so true, isn't it? You know, I have to tell you, a few weeks ago, an associate of mine asked me about you out of nowhere, and they were wondering if you are staying busy or not. And I was so surprised by that because, of course, I read your Facebook post, which, by the way, my mom and I be cracking up. I read them to her, and it is just so wonderful. It just brightens my day when I read your post. And so I suggested, you know, read the Facebook post, you know, friend him, and or just go online and look at his website and, you know, and answer that question. Is he busy? But we want to hear from you how you are doing and how busy are you?
I'm at work on a memoir, and it's something I've put off a long time. And it's amazing how what you discover about yourself, writing about your life. What's clearest to me are the years when I was a kid. And high school, Anoka High School, is very clear. All those years when I was so busy and on the road and traveling around and doing shows and writing books and so on, you know, back in my 40s, 50s, 60s, it's all a big blur. Mm. But back when I was a little kid and living in a stucco house with my family on Bloomington Avenue and the streetcars going by, this is so clear to me. I remember going to visit my beautiful Aunt Ruby, who was in a wheelchair. I forget why, but she was in a wheelchair all of her life. And I told my mother in the car that I felt sorry for Aunt Ruby. And my mother said, quoting scripture, she said, "Those who sow with tears will reap with gladness."
Mm. There you go.
I thought to myself, is that really true? I was just a little kid. And I thought, is that true that we want to be suffering so that we will be happy, you know, when we go to be with the Lord. It was my first theological problem.
You wrote about that on the Facebook post, that very thing about the hymns and how, you know, we are condemned to being beaten by the rod. I was laughing the whole time because I used to ask those questions in church. Why do we have to be so sad? And why do we have to be beaten down, you know, as Christians in order to get into heaven? I never understood that. So I could relate
you
to
you. You never struck me as being sad, Charlene Steele, ever. But, you know, we're all complicated people.
We are complicated. In writing your memoir, sir, has it been a challenge for you to see who you were as to who you are today?
No, I grew up knowing who I was. We were in a little tiny Christian minority sect, the Plymouth Brethren. So we were separate from everybody else. So I knew who I was. I knew I was odd. My family was odd. But I also knew that my parents were in love with each other. And this was not true of everybody.
No.
My parents were sweet on each other and grew old together. And this made a huge difference in my life. I didn't realize until they were gone that one reason they were so soft-hearted and tender and forgiving was that they had been married in scandal. And this scandal made them less judgmental of other people, including their own children. We had the benefit of this scandal, which they kept a great secret all of their lives. They never celebrated their wedding anniversary for reasons we didn't understand until much later, which was that they got married a little bit late, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. But we're so fortunate that we had that, I like to call it Ozzie and Harriet sort of existence in our household. And I used to, you know, tell friends about that. But we realized that not many people, like you said, it's not the norm. It's not what usually happens in a family. So here you are.
No.
You were traveling with your family. You were blessed to be a part of a singing family. And I'm blessed to be a part of a singing family. And you keep singing. It seems to bring you such joy.
Well, this morning in church, we are closing hymn at St. Michael's, and this is an Episcopal church, but our closing hymn was Higher Ground, Lord, Lift Me Up and Let Me Stand by Faith on Heaven's Stable Land, a greater faith than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And boy, these Episcopalians sang that thing as the recessional took place.
It's a totally different experience in New York at the church that you attend versus the churches you attended here.
I guess so, but I like it wherever I go. I'm more moved by Sunday morning than I was when I was a kid. I grew up among these separatist people, and they watched each other very carefully for any divergence, you know, from dogma. But the church today, I think, is just much more friendly and forgiving and a happier place. Mm. I'm trying to talk you into coming to church with me.
I would come in a heartbeat. And there we would stand and sing some hymn that would encourage us to be beaten down for just a moment.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, Garrison, since this whole thing happened in 2016 and you are no longer a part of the NPR family, and of course, this is the Me Too time and we're hearing about Joe Biden and, you know, huggers. I'm a hugger. I'm the one who will walk up to someone and give them a big hug and squeeze. And now I have to ask, you know, the men that I encounter, says, would you mind if I give you a hug? It's not just the men having to ask the women, it's the women having to ask the men as well. And this is a difficult time for us, yet you you were one of the people who stood steadfast for President Obama, for Barack Obama, Senator Barack Obama at the time, to become the next president of the United States. And here we are with the Democrats, with our expanding group of people running for 2020. With the Me Too movement, do you believe that it's a difficult time and that we should tread water lightly because this where we are right now as a nation could destroy us all?
Well, it's a dramatic time, but I'm not the one to ask because I am 76 years old, and that I'm of a different era, and so I as a 76-year-old man, I find it good enough to stand and observe other people. I don't I'm not involved with any of that anymore. I'm a writer, and I stand apart, and I write what I see. But it's a whole new world. Confusing if you think too hard about it. So don't.
All right. So I will leave it on that conversation there. However, Joe Biden is 76. Just want you to know, if you ever want to run, I will vote for you. I will give money. I think you would be fantastic at it. So just know that, please, sir.
Well, back in 2009, Ms. Steele, I was at a luncheon in Washington. I was a speaker, and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, was there, and she sat at the head table. And afterward, there were photographs taken, and I stood next to Mrs. Obama, and she reached over, and she put her arm around me and drew me up next to her without asking my permission. And I think about this, and I wonder if I should go public with this, or should I raise an issue and. I don't recall any trauma at the time.
No trauma at the time, sir. No trauma.
I think it was okay.
Yeah, that's it. We are definitely in a difficult point in this country, and it feels like a real conundrum. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to get past it, but there's a lot more for us to get past first, that's for sure. Let's talk about you performing at Crooner's Lounge, because I'll never forget the first time I heard that you were performing there. I was so, so excited that you're back. And that's what it feels like to many of us. He's back. And of course, last year you started there. I think, what is this, your seventh show coming up on the 14th?
I forget, but it's my first just singing solo.
Solo.
I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit about Lake Wobegon and about the Engfists and the Norwegian Bachelor Farmers, but I want to sing some songs. It's been a few years since the show ended, and it's interesting which songs a person remembers and they stick in your mind. And not so many songs that I wrote myself, but songs by other people, Van Morrison and Ralph Stanley, Calling My Children Home, and While We're Young, that old jazz song. I think Perry Como recorded it when I was a kid. Irving Berlin and all these odd songs that stick in my mind. There's a murder ballad that I remember in which the man is out to rob the woman, and the woman outsmarts him and throws him in the river. So I'm going to do some of those songs that that stay in my memory.
You know, I'm performing at the end of April, and the show is called This Is Me, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just doing the songs I love. I would have always loved to have sung, and I've never sung them before. So I can just imagine how exciting it is for you to pull out these songs and say, yeah, I'm going to do this. So we'll get to hear just you and all of your glory, just you standing on that stage. And it's only one show at 5 p.m. Why not a second show?
I don't know. Because I'm 76, and... and I don't know why.
Well, sir, I tell you, we are very excited about it. There are still a few tickets available, so I want to let people know how to get those tickets. And oh, how I wish I could be there. I will be out of town, and that is the only reason I am missing this concert with just you and you only on that stage with a pianist. And by the way, my children said to give you their love, to tell you how they miss you. Venice is doing well. She finished that degree. Michael is doing great in Los Angeles, so they send much love to you and Jenny and Maya.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Garrison. I hope to see you soon.
Oh, you will.
With our small talk here in Minnesota. There he goes, our own Garrison Keillor, someone who is very dear to me. I call him friend. He truly is a friend to me, has been a mentor to me, and so much more. I'm so grateful he changed my life in such a wonderful, positive way. What a blessing. If you want more information about the show that is coming up on April 14th, and as I said, there are a few tickets still available, just a few. It always sells out, so get to it. Go to croonersloungemn.com. Again, that's croonersloungemn.com. You will not regret seeing the show and seeing how he is back in that intimate space of only about 260 seats or so. You don't want to miss it. There he goes, our own Garrison Keillor. We'll be back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.